deserve of this real knowledge. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him some. Skin to skin. Bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 19th edition of To the Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. And happy Maroon Monday. Yeah. All right. I am your host, Danny, aka Captain Maroon. And I will be joined by my co-host in a minute, Sean, also known by his rap name, King Shingle, aka Lil X Hamster. And in today's pod, I go on a rant about people who have no distractions in their life. Can't trust them. Nope. Sean describes his adventures as Agent 47 and later ends the pod with an epic quote. I mean, top shelf. Oh, and I have an idea for a new social media platform. I really think it's going to take off. Just saying. Just saying. And with that, let's go on a journey, my fellow Maroons. Philosopher, start us on a good note.
Honey bar, boy. Give it. West Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that Santa Ana window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Put these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
It's like, yeah, dude, you're making me. I was debating getting back into this game for Christmas break. I don't know. I probably won't. I think I got other things to plan and do. I don't think I got time to play Baldur's Gate 3 right now. Like, what if I beat that Spider Queen and see what's underneath Narnia? I think there's some quests down there I haven't done. It's like, yeah, it's crazy. That game is absolutely perfect if you're like, I want to escape reality immediately. And I just want to get immersed in something that, like, you're going to get so immersed in, you're going to probably forget that, like, your fucking oven's on. It's like burning, like roasting a chicken, right? And you're like, oh, right. I forgot the mushroom. I forgot my chicken was in the oven and it's black, just roasted black now. Because, like, the mushroom people are trying to, like, betray the underpants gnomes in Narnia. Yeah. And now I have to, like, separate them. And then I just killed one of the underpants gnomes and he's dead. And now the dead guy has a quest and it's go talk to a squirrel. Because he's got something for you. It's like, all right.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? It's like,
that'll kill me. If you kill someone and they get, and the ghost gives you a quest to talk to a squirrel that's also dead. And it's like, I'm talking to the spirit of a dead rat. What am I? The game should crack.
You're
dead rat, you're, an undead marsupial, like you're yeah, crash and bug, game is crash. Sorry, you can't even play anymore either. It's like it's a virus on your machine now.
Exactly. Yeah, it's funny, man. It's funny. I think Sean, we just, you know, and it's okay. Like I'm accepted it. I think we just got too old and we're just like, whatever, these video games, like, you want me to get lost in a universe? I could barely like handle my life and pay my bills. And now I got to figure out a new job. And it's like, hey, get lost in Narnia. It's like, I don't know how I'm going to, like, I'm starting to think like ramens and hot dogs might be like the staple diet of the future. Pretty cheap. Buy those in bulk. You know, it's like, if you're going back to college days, like I might have to. I don't know anymore. That's what I'm thinking of. I'm not thinking about like, man, I should put more points into, you know, agility. so I can get a little bit higher damage on my first crop. Like, dude, you're going to have this battle and then they're going to make you talk to a dead rodent afterwards. It's like, let's move on.
They're going to make you talk to the spirit of like a pile of shit.
a bench.
Yeah. I'm not even kidding. There's like, it's like a chest, like, you know, you open up like a treasure chest. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like alive and it's like, it's a monster. And you're like, oh no, it looks like a chest, but it's a monster. And then you can actually fight it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that is going to give you a quest. It's going to be like, I'm a monster trapped in a treasure chest.
Yeah.
Can you, I don't know, get me like some Taco Bell or some shit? Yeah.
He doesn't even want to be freed. He just wants Taco Bell.
I just want to have a decent meal.
He's like, can I get a quesadilla?
I'll give you the treasure in my chest if you give me,
if you give me
a torta or whatever. Yeah,
if you give me a grilled cheese burrito with some cinnamon. If you give me a
grilled cheese and some churros,
It's like, oh, how relatable. Just wants, it's like most basic need net. And it's like, I'm kind of content now. I could like basically die. Like I could escape from this chest and move on from my life. What were you missing? The quesarito. You got it. On the way. Anyway, moving on.
What was the other one? I tried to play. I got to Hitman. I've been playing Hitman for like the past 8 years. Like, and they have like added stuff to these mission, like these levels. It's like, this was not here like in 2019. And
it's funny how you know that too. Because I wouldn't, if I'd played it, I'd be like, I think that was always here. Like, it's like a Mandela effect at this point with me. I'm just like, sure. You're like, no, I know this wasn't here.
You didn't have this shit over here. And the response, it's like, there's some stuff I know wasn't over here. And then there's other spots. It's like, wow, I never went over here.
Because you had no reason to.
I had no reason to. It's like, this is a decade. And I never went over here. Like, what is over here? And it is, there's really nothing there.
Now, that joke was underrated.
Yeah. But yeah, I ended up playing the freelance campaign. And we had played it once. It was still in beta. And and we actually beat it. Beat it. And it's like, it's way harder now. Okay. And, but ended up going through like two runs, and I mean, I died so many fucking times. It was ridiculous. And when you die, you lose a bunch of shit. And there's a mode, it's called hardcore mode. And it's basically the campaign again, except every mission is like kind of like master difficulty. So you have like extra cameras, extra guards. Like the guards are more like alert and that kind of stuff. And you have to do, it's called the prestige objective. And it's usually like kill the target with like, you know, an epic shotgun. And, or it's like, oh, well, do this mode in Silent Assassin, which is like, it's, you fuck up every time. It's almost impossible because it's just like, if somebody looks at you like for like 2 seconds, it's like, oh, you're not Silent Assassin.
Right. They always know you could be like in your suit and you're at like a Met Gala and you're like walking up. You're not even walking in yet. You're just walking up. You're like, just like, hey, what's going on? And they're like, you're the assassin, aren't you? It's like, oh, all right. I don't know how you saw that. Yeah, I know.
Well, and the worst one is like, I had finished on a hardcore one and then I'm walking out and like somebody saw me. And like, I couldn't get around the corner fast enough. And they're like, they were suspicious. And then, but I ran away.
Right.
So they went around the corner and they said, where'd that guy go? Okay. He wasn't around here. But just them being suspicious knocks out the silent assassin. So yeah, And when you lose, and we don't do the prestige objective in hardcore, even if you kill the targets, you can have like four targets. But if you fail the prestige objective, you lose the mission.
Whoa.
And then you can exit the map, and then you have to start from scratch. And if you die, then you lose all your shit. And then you lose, I think, like half your money. So, and you have to start at the beginning too. So it's like, jeez. And I had been doing this for, you know, months or whatever. I'm like, okay, I'm finally ready to take on hardcore. I'm ready to do it again. And the first mission, I said, okay, I'm not doing the Silent Assassin. I'm not doing the time trials. I'm doing the, you know, kill him with a epic silence pistol. That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
And I had an epic silence pistol, took it with me, took other stuff with me. But anyways, there's three different targets, and you only have to kill one with the silence pistol. So anyways, the first one, I can't figure out how to kill. I go to the second one, and it's like, well, how the hell am I going to get in here? And I end up like, you know, shooting two of the guards, taking one of their uniforms and climbing in. It turns out, oh, that uniform's no good. I get spotted twice. But you know, whatever, because that doesn't break the mission. And then I go, and I still have the first person to kill, but it's going to be easy. I just have to like kill them and run.
Yeah.
So I say, okay, let me go to the final person, and I don't need to kill them in any particular way. And I take a shortcut. And this is like, I don't remember ever having to go under here, like for anything. And under the villa in the Columbia map, like there's like, they have like a submarine in there. And it's a drug cartel. Everybody's armored. And I end up getting down into this area, and this was supposed to be a shortcut. And it's like, what the fuck am I doing here? And I can't go back upstairs because there's like I basically lucked out by getting through here. I'm like, all right, so I just got to go this way. And I press like, there's like some monkey with like the brass, like instrument, like you,
oh, like the that tambourine, like, or
tambourine, or no,
no, what's it, percussion?
Not percussion.
Oh my god, dude! It's like, yeah, no,
you
I
know what I'm talking.
Yeah, no, exactly. I can see it. I just, yeah, I'm a moron, so I.
Me too. Yeah. So, anyways, I'm like, I shoot one of the cameras because it's gonna like spot me. I shoot the camera. It alerts somebody. Now somebody's coming over. And I'm like, okay, well, I can't get into a spot where they can't see me. So they're coming. They're about to see me. I shoot them. And then two other people see it and they come over. I turn on the, you know, the monkey, and the monkey, they don't give a shit about the monkey. And then they're like,
by the way, oh, is it symbols? All right. I'm just throwing
symbols,
right?
It is symbols.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That was rolling in my Rolodex for a second. Anyway, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt
totally,
your flow.
Yeah, no. So I press the monkey. They don't give a shit about the monkey. They go to the other guy. One person gets up and starts looking around. The other person runs upstairs. And I'm like, oh, shit. I got about 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Until they bring other people down. And this other person, I shoot. I can't make a shot to save my life. I'm shooting all around his head.
And missing him perfect, like his outline. Is like his body.
I'm shooting his outline. Yeah. And it's like
the classic.
Why did I think this was a good idea? And it was, oh, that's why, because I thought I could get a couple, you know, couple thousand points by like picking something up down here. And I'm like, okay, I can't make this shot. So now this guy's takes out his gun and he has a shotgun and he's shooting at me. And then I run up to him and it has the combat, and I'm missing the buttons. You have to like, you know, press X and then press B and then press A. I mess it up. And then the second time it works, and I hit him, and I take him down, but he's not down for the count. And it's like, okay, I got to get out of here. So I was going to, do I take him down or do I run? And I said, I'm running. I run. I get killed because all those guys that like the 20 seconds ago thing, they had all come down and they're like, we got you, buddy. And yeah. It's like, oh my God. So it's like, I lose all my shit. I have to start from scratch again. And it just goes back to like the whole, like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, what is going on?
Yeah. Honestly, dude.
So it's just like, yeah, I don't. Yeah. Whatever. I don't need it anymore. And it's like, and I thought, one last thing, cause I know you wanted to speak on this, but like when I thought for a second, like, okay, what if I get to the end? Let's say I finish this campaign. Yep. Mm-hmm. What do I get?
Yes.
I don't get shit. I get, well done, 47. You've completed the hardcore campaign. This is the toughest campaign we have.
Yep.
But there's more syndicates to defeat. And it's like, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It, as long as you know that it's just a distraction and it's just like, okay, like, why am I playing this? And you're saying that, like, why am I playing this? What is the point of this? It's like, well, maybe just the point of it is just because life just says, deal with me all the time. Life is like, hey, deal with Bane's check engine light. Hey, deal with some shitty coworker. Hey, you're stuck in traffic again, going to a job you're not really a big fan of. Hey, you know, none of the women are interested in you. Get in line. Hey, and now you're the woman. Hey, all these guys are dumb. And like, what's going on here? And it's like, it's at some point, you're just, all this shit's thrown in your face. And you're just like, I'm just going to play like Candy Crush or something and just kind of fantasy football. And then you could play that. And then at the end of it, you could beat it and say, well, what was the point of it? It was like, the point of it was to get away from the life for a minute. That's it. That's all it was. It was to get away from the life. That's it. It's an escape. Yeah. It's an escape, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with the, if you deal with life and all it has to offer you and it's in your face 24/7, that person's a lunatic or miserable. 100%, Sean. Show me one.
Yeah.
That's like, I got like 15 kids, all child support. You know, my boss is a dick. You know, well, what do you do when you go home? I watch no movies, no music. I don't like video games. Sports is dumb. Politics, whatever. I can't stand it. Everyone's ridiculous. So what do you do for fun? I deal with my problem. It's like, Jesus, like you sound right. Yeah. Like the person sounds miserable. Like I take life on by the horn. It's like, what's your escape? I work out. It's like, that's awesome. At least it's like, it's angst, but you could even say like that. It's like, what if you get hit by a truck? All right. And your last thoughts are, well, at least they could see my sexy abs as those paramedics pull me away. Who fucking cares? You see what I'm saying? Like, even the guys that go to the gym, they're like, oh, I'm doing this for me and the whole thing. It's like, none of it matters, bro. This is still a distraction. At the end of the day, you're just getting out angst. The gym bros are getting out angst. Like, people on TikTok just making dumbass videos because they don't want to deal with life. And they're like, what if I'm like a parrot and I just mimic what everyone else does? Like, am I famous yet? Have you accepted me? Love me. Love me. Everyone's all fucked up, Sean. Everyone's fucked up. And you're like, I'm playing Hitman on hardcore and I lost. What am I doing? I'm a loser. And I'm like, Sean, we're all fucking losers. This is a joke. We're all mess. Everyone's a mess. Everyone I talk to is miserable. Oh, I hate my life. They act all happy. It's like, yeah, then why are you going back to the bar then? Why is there that whiskey in your hand if everything is just, oh, everything's roses? Get the fuck out of here. No one's happy 24/7. No one has, I have no distractions. I just deal with life head on all the time. Fuck you. Fuck you. Anyone says that, it's like, good for you. Get away from me because I don't think you're a human being. This is my opinion.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My two cents on your, you know, oh, what's the point of it? Sean, what's the point of anything? What if you wrote a book? And you're like, oh my God, I meant something. And then no one reads it. And you're like, you all suck.
Yeah, they're all pieces of shit.
Wouldn't you be bitter? And someone's like, but you did something. Yeah, and then so then that person that it's like you're like it's like the love of your life. You meet her at like a bar, right? You're like, there's this book I made. She's reading it. She's like, this is ass. You're like, oh shit, what have I done? You could do that with anything, dude. Make a movie and be like, hey, were you happy? We made Geely. No, I'm not happy. I was the boom guy in Geely. No, I'm not fucking happy with what I've done with my life. You know what I mean? You were the boom guy and that Ben Affleck, Jennifer, you were that. Like, hey, at least I was making something. Yeah, you were making dog shit. Hey, who fucking cares? And the ones that are doing good stuff, great. Go and crush it. Go and crush it. I don't need to see it on social media for all to see. Hey, 24/7, here's my all successes. Clearly, you ain't that happy if you got to brag about it, huh?
Well, I told you the only like social media allowed should be people's failures. Like you just got to post whatever's bad in your life. Yeah.
I see. I know you've pitched this and I've modified it because I've taken your bit because I have a buddy who says they can make dark book and the whole thing. Right. And I said, I've taken it. And what I think is it's gotta be a balance. I want to make a social media called Yin Yang. Yin Yang. And basically, hey, look at me. I'm on vacation. The next post has to be, yeah, and they lost our luggage in the airport. Those fucks. You know, it's like real world, baby.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got a job promotion. And look at me. Everything's amazing. That's fucking awesome, dude. Next post. My new coworker is so annoying. Their voice is like, it's like, chuck. It's like fingernails on chalkboard. And now every day I want to jump into a lake, a frozen lake, because I can't stand their voice. This was not worth an extra $10K a year. Reality, baby. Yeah. Yeah. I'm fine with
that. Yeah, I could go for that. Yeah.
Yeah. I just got a new car. Next post. It already has a check engine light.
There we go.
Bane, just got this thing, and I don't understand. It only has 10,000 miles. I'd watch that. Like, yeah, Bane, same. Same, Bane. I feel you, dog. It ain't fair. But at least you got Hitman Hardcore mode. So there's that.
Yep.
He's like, what if I lose and I have to start over? Isn't that the whole point? Is the challenge? Basically, you're playing Hitman Dark Souls is what you're doing. And you're like, this is really hard. It's like, well, no shit, Sean. You have it on Dark Souls mode. Like, of course it's hard.
it's hard to like, do I actually want to play this? That's why I have to remind myself with that kind of stuff. Like,
totally.
Do I actually want to play this?
Right.
And if so, okay, I'm using it to escape, which is fine. But like, do I actually want to do this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just go to sleep. Like, that's my escape. Oh, I just go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Sleep, dude. Can I get that? Like, I'll just go to sleep. Like, that's impossible for me, dude. Like, I'm like jealous of people that do that. Oh, I just get conked out, as they say. I think that's like a superpower. I am genuinely jealous of the conkers.
You can't choose when you go to sleep. You only sleep when your body just like collapses at like 4 p.m. Yeah.
With like a Warhammer campaign up.
There is. That's what. That was probably one of the funniest jokes. Not even jokes. It was just, you were just
telling my life.
You're just talking about your life. You're like, oh man, I was playing this Warhammer campaign. I was really into it, and it was like turn 200, and I was making all these moves, and I'm like, okay, I move this here, and I'm going to build this building and do this, do that, and then I pressed enter. And I was watching the AI make all the moves it was going to make. and I was, and it was so much for my brain. My brain factory reset. It just, it's like you unplugged the computer of like, that was my brain.
Yeah, yeah, dude, it was wild. I remember laying down in my bed because I could still see my screen, and like the AI was doing its thing, and I was just thinking like, one of all the things I have, what is it doing? What did the dwarves just do? Wait, what? And then I remember just going to sleep before the turn ended and waking up like hours later with the game still on. And it's like, you've been thinking about this turn the whole time, and it has all the notifications, right? And everything. And
oh, yeah.
This is why
your
always,
hero just moved here. Your hero was assassinated.
This army is rebelling.
Yep.
Because once you get to 200, there's millions of things going on. And I knew it was coming too. I knew, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have a rebellion here and here. And I didn't build up the walls here. And I need to put an army over here. And I'm pretty sure Khorne is going to attack from the south. So I got to do that. And then it's like, I just passed out from the thought of all of it. And that was kind of cool. I think I got some of the best sleep of my life is when I was playing Warhammer.
Warhammer is also like, it kind of teaches like how the ruling class should rule a society, and the lesson it gives them is when you have a rebellion, let it grow, because all the malcontents, and that's the word they use for like, oh wow, my public order is getting way better. And then you can see like, oh, because of corruption or whatever. And it's like minus or plus 20 public order per turn. How's this happening? Oh, because all the malcontents are leaving to join the rebellion. Mm-hmm. And then, so you get all the malcontents out. Your public order is really good. And then with, you know, everybody in the rebellion, you crush it.
You
wipe those fuckers out.
Yeah.
You crush it. And now it's like, oh yeah, you know, public order was bad because they wanted, you know, whatever, a fucking swimming pool. And you're like, fuck you, you're not getting the swimming pool.
Yeah.
And then they start a rebellion. you wipe them out, and then everybody else there, it's like, hey, public order's really high. So
yeah,
I think I made the right decision.
So yeah.
That's gonna be how the ruling class works. It's like, now we're just gonna wait for you to rebel and then we'll wipe you out.
Yeah, they see a puddle. They're like, oh, that's a pool. It's close enough. Yeah. I could say that's a pool. And it's like, that's like, it rained last night. And it's like a pool, a foot wide. It's like, look, we were asking for I think we're asking for a little too much. We got bread, you know, every once in a while, there's like a knight or something that shouts, I don't know. He's like, for the king. And like, that's kind of cool. It's like a guy goes, hear ye, hear ye. I think things are pretty good. I don't know what that rebellion was about. King ain't so bad. I say he should have all the bread. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's an easy way to get rid of a rebellion, and it's an easy way to identify all the malcontents, like you said, because they what they do is they convalesce.
They congeal.
They congeal. Thank you. Yeah, they get into a nice big old ball, and then they go, okay, can we just shoot a cannon at the ball of the mass that's congealed? Because before, kind of hard to hit like a rat with a cannonball that's running in a field. You know, he's got a buddy. Okay, well, hit him. This is ridiculous. If the rats ball up to the point where it's like the size of a tree and it's rolling your way, it's like, well, can I hit that? It's like, you better hit that, is what the guy on the tower is saying. If you don't hit that, that's a coming. The king is saying, are the cannonballs on fire? Do you have the oil ready? Are the knights prepared? Did we make sure to keep all the food inside? Do we have all the things ready? Do we have the moats in place? And the guy's like, that rat ball's getting pretty fucking big. And the king's like, why aren't you fire? Go. What are we doing here? Yeah. It's a pretty good system, Sean. It's pretty good. That's why things are so nuts right now. I think it's like, okay, let's make it so bad that they'll convalesce. They'll all go one way. And then we go, see, there they all are. What if we put them on Love Island? It's like, what? put all the malcontents on a reality dating show. It's like, watch. And then it works. Somehow it's watchable. It's about the malcontents.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, all right, well, while we're waiting for the rebellion to happen, you got them very pretty eyes. It's like, the whole point of this is you're, okay, whatever. I'm over it. I'm over trying to make my point. This went from like rebellion to like, you know, hey, have you seen her childbearing hips? It's like, this is not the time for them hips, Dave. Like we're out of food. And he's like, yeah, but she's pretty hot. It's like, yeah, all right, we're not meant to evolve, Dave. This is, we're past this right now, Dave. Okay? This is not how hot she is on Love Island. This is real shit, Dave. All right, they made my point. Command and Conquer.
Remastered. Yeah.
There's a quote in the game, since I said Command and Conquer. There's no way I'm going to bring this back. So I'll just insert it in here. And the quote was, because Kane is the big bad guy, big villain. If you command the future, you conquer the past. Kane. Command and Conquer. Red Alert. 1996. Danny's still playing it.
Yeah.
Buckle in. I said, yes.
Years.
Years later. I said, yeah, some deep quote by some prophet. Oh, look at me. I command the future, conquer the past. What does it even mean, Sean? Shouldn't it be?
I'm surprised they didn't do like, you know how they did Skyrim Remastered or whatever, yeah. Something remastered. I'm surprised they didn't do like, you know, the games from like the 90s, like Daggerfall and. Yeah, well,
they probably
Morrowind
will.
Morrowind or something. Yeah, no, true.
Matter
There's
of
money
time.
To be made. They'll do it.
Matter of time. Matter of time. Yeah. Why not just remake everything, you know? Why not remake everything? But yeah, that quote, the command the future, conquer the past, doesn't make any sense to me. That doesn't make a lick of sense. Shouldn't it be command the future, conquer the present?
Yeah.
What does the past have to do with it? Right? The past
is over.
The past is over. The past, and I get what he's saying, if you're in the future and then you conquered the past, right? I get what he's trying to say. Hey, if you're ruling the future, it's because you conquered the past. And my response would be, the past is an arbitrary distinction. Just a point of time that isn't the future. That's too wordy, isn't it? That sounds not as cool.
Yeah, my response would be riding with Keisha, smoking on Keisha. You still there?
No.
Okay, you just popped up.
I should have just disconnected. You fell over. What the fuck? That's the quote of the night there. Boom. There you go. Yeah.
Sun Tzu's The Art of War.
Yeah.
Riding with Keisha, smoking off Keisha.
That's really good. Yeah. I can't top that, Sean. There you go. I like Keisha on Keisha. Or whatever you said. That's way funnier than whatever the fuck I just rambled about. So I'm going to either keep it that way, because that was funny, or I'll just go my thing. And then you're going to go, Keisha, Keisha, Keisha. And I'm going to go, well, end of the episode, everyone. Because I've learned when you off-road these things naturally. I know this is the off-ramp now. You've hit it. Sean said, Keisha, Keisha, Keisha. And it's like, you're going to top that.
Keisha, Keisha, Keisha.
I'm on Keisha smoking Keisha. It's like you ain't, it's like, Danny, that's when you pack up your bags and you go, I'm done, everyone. End of the podcast. The Maroons signing out, you know? You don't go, well, hang on, let me keep moving this puck down the rink. All right. There you go. Is that on your podcast, you fucks?
Yeah, you fucks. Here is your podcast. Oh, and Yin Yang? That is a great idea for a social media platform, right? Anyway, I had this whole deep conversation planned. I had it all written out about what is time, man? You know, and what is the meaning of time? The future and the past are arbitrary distinctions, you know, just ways so we can decipher what happened and what might as we deal with the gift that is the present. And then Sean says, Keisha, Keisha, Keisha. Just throws me off my entire flow. What an asshole, am I right? Thanks a lot, King Shingle. And thanks again for listening, everybody, on our journey to the maroon.
Who's gonna cry? Does anybody say goodbye? Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100 bar episode by your boy, the train. AKA the philosopher, building back the tracks, back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. He gave it to me, so I'ma give it back. Yeah. He gave it to me, and I'ma give it back. Believe that.
That might be a good end there to the recording.